Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Man lives for what he calls freedom, but in truth, it's another prison. Part 1 of 2. Mahatma Gandhi said, "I want freedom for the full expression of my personality." I read this piece from a writer on freedom that I wanted to contrast with what we believe is Christian. Brendan Bouchard is an internet business and life coach and says, and I quote, "A vibrant, genuine, and purposeful life is the right of all humankind, but most of us fail to grasp it. We are lions and lionesses living as mice. Rather than exploring freely on the savannah, we are living small and distracted lives. It is the calling of each man and woman who draws breath to have a grand vision for our lives and to each day claim the vastness of that vision. Yet rather than stalk out dreams with abandon, we too often sit and sulk, blaming and complaining, chasing after paltry goals that cheat the magnificence of our being. Is this our true nature? Surely not. We are all meant to be wild and independent and free, our hearts filled with a ferocious passion for life. The day is meant to be ours, and our purpose within it is to live who we truly are and enjoy the full terrain of life's freedom as we face our own meaning and purpose, our own legacy. If we can unsee ourselves from social restrictions, we can have that day, and we can leap and stretch, expressing our power to its foolish limits. We can hunt our dreams with a fierceness unimagined by those creatures trapped in the wasteland of stress and sorrow. So let us not forget the thing we are after. Humankind's main motivation is to seek and experience personal freedom. Then we have a heightened sense of genuineness, enjoying our being. We feel unbounded, independent, and self-reliant. There is a palpable authenticity and aliveness in how we relate to others and contribute to the world." At first glance, there is so much truth here. I'm actually motivated to be that lion versus that mouse. I actually like the idea of stalking my dreams with abandon, not allowing blaming and complaining and searching after small-minded goals because I'm too afraid to step out of my comfort zone. But there is another side of me that says, stop. What is it exactly that I'm reading? Have I bought into this half-truth of achievement in the world's eyes? Although I've lived much of my life as wild and independent, I've sadly learned the hard way that my personal freedom will not come from my efforts to be more, do more, and achieve more through my self-will and my self-independence. I certainly know that I have too often been small-minded and didn't own my small-mindedness. That often happened when I was controlled by others, when I lived within the confines of their mediocrity, so it became a part of my life. Honestly, I relinquished my own free will, as Brendan stated, to a society of strangers, this pseudo self-emerged as a mere reflection of a society that had lost its way. Regardless of the eloquence of their words and their thinking, the world's quest for freedom is vastly different from what Jesus preached. Throughout history, humanity has regularly changed opinions on what they think is truth and freedom. The Reformation was sparked because Martin Luther found that many of the teachings of the Roman Church were just not true. He said God's word is eternal. Therefore, the truth that is revealed to us through his word is eternal. The church got it wrong in Luther's time because they were listening to man's words, man's traditions, and man's search for freedom rather than God's word. We must do the same. Finally, Jesus says, contrary to public opinion or man's truth, Matthew 5:43, love your enemies and bless those who curse you. Judges 7:7, God told Gideon to go against an army of 135,000 with a band of only 300 men. Romans 4:2, Abraham's salvation came through faith in God and his promised Redeemer, not by works, and neither are we. His ways of freedom are higher than our ways. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.